dance for the echo. Echo, echo, echo.
So tap your mic, Nick, instead of clapping.
Tap. Okay. Could you not hear him clap either?
No, but when we tap the mic, we've seen it in Audacity, so I think tapping's going to be the key.
Okay, okay. So we're going to clap after three, and Nick, you're going to tap. One, two, three. One, two, three. There we go.
Good. That'd times all the time.
How exciting.
Three times all the time. I like that. It rhymes. We should make that our motto. Middle-aged indie kids, three times all the time. It means nothing, but I like it because it's catchy. Let's do drinks. Nick, let's start off with you this week. What are you drinking?
I've got the very exciting Pepsi Max with lime.
Why? What's going on? Are you diseased again?
No, it's caviar for a drink tonight. I haven't got anything decent in the house, so I just thought, fuck it.
I don't understand. Say it again. You can't be asked to drink. We're going to do this again.
Yeah, we're just going to go with this every week.
I just don't get it.
Hey, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm sorry.
Well, you should try harder, please. I will have you know that these days, since my blood pressure incident a few months ago, I now only drink 3 nights a week, but I try and squeeze a 7 nights worth into those 3 nights.
That's the way to do it.
Absolutely. Christoph, what are you drinking? I can see it's a bottle. It is Pilsner. Ooh, what alcohol... What the fuck is going on with you two?
So I didn't get time to drop my car off for the MOT before the meeting, so I have to drop my car off for the MOT. How dull is that?
God.
Middle-aged.
It's like being in a nun's convention.
Do you know the worst thing about it? I've not drank it yet. It smells like arse.
Nice.
I'm more concerned about how you know what arse smells like. What arses have you been putting your nose inside?
Well, it doesn't smell like a British arse. It smells like a European arse.
Now the story just gets even weirder.
Worse. You know Spanish drain smell? That smell when you walk past a Spanish drain.
You can't offend the Spaniards, Chris. We're going to get cancelled.
I don't... No, I love Spain. I'm there all the time, but your drains stink.
And you're comparing that to European people's bums.
And my beer.
They're going to think we're Brexiteers. We're not Brexiteers. I'm all for Europe. You don't listen to the 16 people that are listening to this right now.
I've got bad
not
news.
Not right now, because that'd be weird.
We're up to 20.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Are we up to 20?
People like us again.
Losers.
Anyway, the 20 people, do not cancel us. We were not for Brexit. Well, actually, I was on the fence. One day I was for it, one day I was against it. Anyway.
Is that because you're really fucking thick, Matt? Is that what it is?
It's not good. Brexit's bad.
No, I don't. No, I think it's good. Sometimes I think it's good. Sometimes I think it's bad. I'm very contrary like that. I'll go whichever way the popular
opinion. This is not politics. This is indie music. They do not belong together.
Yes, they do.
Maybe so. Right, so we've done drinks. We've established that you two are complete wet fannies and I'm the only cool. Actually, we haven't done my drink, so I am drinking. Bum, bum, bum.
Fancy Italian beer. Where's the Pilsner?
So again, I didn't have time to go to the shop on the way back, so I like ran into the kitchen before cooking and praying there was some kind of beer in the fridge. And there was two very small cans, so I shall have to limit my drinking and make sure that the two cans last for this session. But I'm drinking the Moretti in my Moretti glass. So So you can eat my European ass because I'm cool and you're not.
I'm going to have a beer when I get back from the MOT placey.
Oh, why is it so late? Why is it in so late?
No, it's so you can drop the keys off and it means it gets seen first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
So it gets like first of the queue, so I should get it back tomorrow because I really need it Friday. Otherwise, I'll get in trouble because I'll have to work from home.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
And they don't like that. They don't like you working from home on a Friday, because Friday's everybody cuddle day.
Right, Christoph, give us the title of this week's episode, if you would be so kind.
Well, you're going to have to wait until I find out what the hell the title is.
Okay, you take your time, there's no rush.
Professional as always.
Welcome to the Middle-Aged Indie Kids, probably episode 17. The Stone Roses, the Stone Roses versus Kanye West, my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
Yay!
Good enough.
I'm intrigued by this week because I think that both of the albums are good. Neither of them are excellent. They're both just, you know, good. I like them. I listen to them. It's not like the Holy Bible. It's not like Dogman Star. It's not like an album that I'm massively, massively excited by. But I like both bands. The Stone Roses album is probably the best they've done. but in my head, they sound a certain way. You either like it or you don't. And if you like the way they sound, it's probably the best version of them. And the Kanye West is similar to me. It's not his best album, but it's probably got some of the best singles on it. But I'm intrigued by what you guys thought. So before we get into discussing each album, let's just do a quick roundup of did we like the album? Okay, Chris, for you, for example, which was the best album?
So, the freshest album was Kanye West because I've heard the Stone Roses 892 times.
Yes.
It's got to the point where you're like, I just don't need to hear it anymore. You know it. Inside out.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Kanye West was fresh and I'm like, oh, here we go, some utter rap nonsense. But unlike Kendrick Lamar, a lot of variety in there. Yeah. Lots of melody.
There's choruses as well.
Choruses, verses, middle eights, lots of going on, good samples. Not pretty good album, really.
Did you like them? Oh, superb. So did you like Runaway?
It's very good. It's a bit long, but
it is a bit long, but it's very good.
But it's very good, isn't it?
Okay, I think this is leading us on to discussing Kanye first, but let's just go to Nick. Nick, could you bear Kanye? Was it something that you could get down with?
I'll be completely honest with you. For specific reasons, I didn't listen to the album at all.
Because you've only had 2 weeks.
I like the fact you didn't even try and con us. You just came up with... What were the specific reasons, Nick? I'm intrigued now. Why did you not do your homework?
I mean, one, he's a massive fucking tool. Two, he's a fucking twat. Three, he wanked off Donald Trump, as far as I'm aware. So, you know, fuck all that shit. The boy's a fucking maniac, and I don't go in for that shit. It's like listening to Gary Glitter. Fuck that. I'm not going to do that. If you're going to be a fucking arsehole, I'm not listening to your music. Simple as that.
I think it's fair to say the guy's not well. I think he's got a few challenges in his life, and I think... I don't know anything about mental health, but I would think that he's not well. He's probably on the spectrum of being, you know, mental. But... Does that not make his art more interesting? Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wow. If someone's got some mental health issues and they make art, that's fine. It's the way he is. If he's got mental health issues, go see someone about it. But don't treat other people like fucking shit. Okay? Well, I can't be done with that.
One of the main problems of being mental is that you don't think you're mental.
That'll get you cancelled, Matt.
Wait.
He thinks he's fine.
I don't think I'm mental, Matt.
Yeah. There you go. So I think out of all the Kanye albums that this is probably, it's not the most accessible, but it's up there within probably the top three of the most accessible ones. And I think it's got the best singles on. So I'm looking through it now. Power's amazing.
Yeah.
All the Lights is amazing. Monster's amazing. Runaway is amazing. And Who Will Survive in America I really like as well. Those are my songs that would score between 8 and 10. I think the rest of it's probably a bit filler. Chris, what's your thoughts?
So, very similar to you, but All of the Lights just feels like this horrible commercial, horrible pop hit. No.
I like that.
No.
It's cool.
I don't like All the Lights. It just feels like he's just tried out a big pop hit for Rihanna.
Yeah, and he did, and it works.
Which I guess that's what it is. But for me...
You're just jealous because you want to write a big pop hit for
me. I have. It's called H-Bomb, and she didn't want to sing it, so you had to sing it instead.
I did a bloody good job. She was quite seedy.
She would be quite good singing that. Anyway, but Power, what was I going to put? Loved it. Loved the sample. Because he sampled that song, didn't he?
Which one is it again?
21st Century Paranoid Man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
which is quite cool. I thought Dark Fantasy, because obviously like you press play on an album and you're like, this is going to be fucking shit. And Dark Fantasy, it won me over. Like the first play, I'm like, straight out dog walk, and I'm like, go on then. And by like 2-3 minutes in, I'm like, this is quite good. What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
And it just kept going with good stuff, and then All the Lights come on, which I know, and it's fine. And then it did get a bit crappy towards the end, but there's a hell of a lot of good stuff on it. There is. And it's, you know, I love the variety of it. That's the thing with rap albums. When they're one-dimensional, like Kendrick Lamar's, it's hard to take. But this, it's got a lot of different, you know, things going on.
I think of any Kanye album, apart from the last one, which it all feels on a certain level, but normally there's a lot of big moments in there. There's a lot of moments where you'll come back and you'll listen to it again and something will click you. Yeah, I recognise this. This happened last time. There's lots of rap albums I listen to and I think I can listen to it all two or three times in a row and I wouldn't recognise a single moment. But with Kanye, it's very, very immediate often. There's a lot of good stuff happening. He knows how to write a chorus as well. And I think he has an understanding of melody, which not many rap artists do.
Yeah, he is special.
What's your favourite song on it?
Between Power and Runaway, or even the first one, but Dark Fantasy's good, but Power and Runaway is probably just a little bit better. I didn't plus anything, so nothing's being kept.
Oh, okay.
Nothing's
not even
being
Runaway.
No, it's too long. I should maybe look for the single edit.
You need to watch the if you get really involved in it, you can go away and watch the video for Runaway. Okay. It's about 15 minutes long. It's on YouTube. It's like a mini film. You know, like when Michael Jackson back in the day used to do like mini 15-minute music videos. It's like that, but it's good. There's lots of ballerinas, him standing on a piano rapping. I like it. It's good.
So the other thing I found out, don't know if you researched it, seventh most expensive album ever made, $3 million.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it $3 million good? No.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
I remember he kept altering it. So, like, you'd listen to it one week and there was a particular mix of a song. Then you'd listen to it about 3 weeks later and the mix had changed. So, for a while, it was evolving on Spotify.
Which is
And there was a whole big thing at the time. It was like, should, when you release an album, it be finished? Or should you be allowed to alter it and tinker it as it goes along? But I like it. I think it's a good album.
What do you think about the cover? It's really hard to see as well.
I would really like to know what's going on in there.
Have you found the real cover?
I don't think there is a real cover.
There is. It's if you Google it, it's him and Alassie, and she's got her boob out, and I think she's straddling him, I think she's straddling him in it, and it's all like a nudie painting. That's why it's blocked out everywhere. I don't think you see his dick.
I'm Googling this.
Go and see I don't think you see his dick. I think you just see a boob.
If I see Kanye's dick after this, I'm not going to be happy for stuff.
I don't think you do, because she's straddling him, so you don't. He's upper.
So he's just come up with this cartoon for mine. It was painted by George Condo.
Mm-hmm. It's a painting of him.
That's not it.
It's a bit like Snoopy.
That would be a great album cover, to be fair.
I can't see the real cover. There's just loads of real crazy shit going down. Okay, well, that's probably I'll never know. Chris, you should WhatsApp me the cover. Unless it's got, you know, a big Kanye penis in it, then probably not so much.
Yeah, it's really hard to find it, isn't it?
Did you see Kanye was in the news this week? And again, he's a really controversial character. And I kind of like that about him, because he knows how to cause a media storm. Anyway, he did this festival in America. And I can't decide whether this is genius or just shit. Oh, so you are just showing me. Has she got something up her ass? I don't know what's going on there. Sorry,
It's European arse. Everyone, try and find the uncensored version. It's weird.
For the people at home, Chris
is
waving
fucking nightmares at Will.
A picture of the album cover on Teams for us all to see.
It's weird.
And she has something white coming out of her ass, which I didn't know what it was. Anyway, going back to my news story that this week, that Kanye played a festival with another rapper who was a guest on his album. I can't remember what it was, but it was Vultures, the album. And effectively, what they did was Kate came on stage and didn't do any live vocals. He just kind of like posed in steam. They had loads of steam machines, smoke machines blowing out. And they just played the album in full while they posed on a stage in various different poses. And I don't know how I feel about that.
That's wrong.
Like, it's a statement. Is it art? It's not a rock show, is it? It's not a gig. But is it art? Is it like a piece? I don't understand it.
Is it lazy?
I think he could be lazy. But if you're Kanye, can you get away with that shit?
Was he not the guy that did the Glastonbury show and he just had all those lights above him? That was
him. Yeah, that was a cool stage. That was the tilting stage.
It was impressive for a one-man show headlining Glastonbury.
Yeah, it was cool. That was when he was on at his peak, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and again, the new album's all right, Vultures. It's not blowing me away. It's not like Dark Twisted Fantasy or Graduation or those earlier albums, but it's all right. There's moments in there which I enjoy. It's not something I go back to listen to on a regular basis, but it's all right.
Yeah, I can see why it's bad. I can see why it's such a high rap album, just because of the variety. Yeah. It's just got so much variety.
Is there anything else we want to say about Kanye, or should we move on to the Roses?
He should have just stopped doing everything and just retired after this album.
Ha! There has been good moments after this album,
but him as a person, he changed after this album.
Well, I just don't think he's very well. But there we go. Right, so let's move on to the Stone Roses debut album, which we've all heard a billion times. But I don't think that makes it less great. I think it's a good album. I think it's a strong album. I think it features some of their best works. I mean, if you said to me, what's your favourite Stone Roses songs? I'd be like, I Want to Be Adored, She Bangs the Drums, Waterfall. And then literally the first three songs of that album. So, I mean, for me, I think it's good. I think there's a few shoddier moments in it. So, for example, I'm not a particular fan of Bye Bye Badman or Elizabeth My Dear. I think it definitely goes downhill, but then it ends with I Am the Resurrection, which is possibly one of the greatest songs of all time. So, for me, as an album, it doesn't work massively, but the great songs on it are, like, really fucking great. Yeah. So, like I said, Waterfall, She Bangs the Drums, I Want to Be Adored, and I Am the Resurrection. And this version I'm looking at on Spotify has got Fool's Gold on the end. Yeah,
that was released about 6 months later. I think, on the other hand, it is a really good album and works really well as an album.
You just like it because it's coherent and all sounds the same, though.
It does, yeah. It really sounds the same. But
I mean, the Stone Roses have a sound, though. That's the thing.
Chimey,
you can't mistake a Stone Roses song for anything else.
Chimey guitars. Echo in the vocals.
So, I mean, I think the whole Ian Brown thing over the COVID era and him being an absolute cunt on Twitter has just almost like ruined the Stone Roses for me, because I almost can't separate the two things anymore, because he was such a cunt.
Yeah.
He really was. He was on Twitter all the way through COVID just mouthing off about the fact he couldn't play gigs. He didn't give a fuck about you and me. He just wanted the government to lift up the lockdown so he could go out and play gigs and see his mates.
Yeah.
And it's all right for him, because he can afford private medical care. He's living in his mansion in the north of England. He's not giving a fuck about the nurses on the front line who had to, you know, catch COVID and, like, try and treat people and stay safe. He didn't give a fuck about those people. He literally just talked and harped on for 2 years solid about the government fucking controlling us without the reasons why. So it really pissed me off, and I don't like him. And also, he's been doing gigs recently that I almost went to one of them, but I didn't, because, you know, I remember what a twat he was. But where he's just playing to a backing tape.
Oh, that's so bad.
He's selling out gigs, charging 50, 60 quid a ticket, then coming on to backing music and just prancing around like a fucking twat in a tracksuit. So I don't have a lot of time for Ian Brown these days. I think he's a bit of a cunt. But I still do like those songs. I stand by those songs. They're good songs. But he is a bit of a cunt.
I quite like that. We've had two albums where
say that.
Both of yous don't like the people involved. I quite like that. And how it does affect your feeling of the music, you know what I mean?
You can't
separate the music and the artist.
No, sometimes you can't, because somebody does something so fucking extreme, you just think, well, you're a cunt, and I don't want to support you in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, Morrissey.
I still quite like Morrissey. Yeah. I don't mind Morrissey.
You can't. He's gone.
Has he? One day we'll have to have the Morrissey debate, because there's a lot of stuff that he says that I can almost agree with, but I think because he's so far removed from England, he lives in LA, some of the groups that he has, like, shared tweets of or wore a badge of, I don't think he realises how right wing they actually are. he's not here, is he? So, like, he'll say something and you'll read it. Well, actually, that makes a lot of sense. I kind of agree with that. Then he'll suddenly share a tweet with somebody, you think, no, what are you fucking doing? That's crazy. Don't share this guy's tweets. He's a fucking dickhead. So I don't know. He's confusing for me, Morrissey.
Right, back to the music. I think this album is seminal because it was the start of that big indie thing that, you know, continued with Suede and Oasis and Blur and Manson and all that other stuff.
This but it was wasn't kind though, of this, was it? You said it was the start, but it wasn't because it stalled and grunge took over for quite a while.
True. But all so those bands it that we was were a into,
false start.
All the Bernard Butler and Noel and that were all influenced because of this. And they wanted to do you something think? Better, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the guitarist guy at the Stone Roses, what's his face?
John Squire.
Yeah, so he's recently done an album with Liam, hasn't he? Have we listened to it?
No, but I heard the first single where they started to sing The Bloody Rainbow, and it was just the worst thing I've ever heard, ever. Just awful. Singing a fucking rainbow? It's fucking ridiculous. It's literally like them saying someone could read the phone book and people would buy it. He literally did, and the fans lapped it up.
One of my mates the other day messaged me and said, Matt, I've got two tickets to go and see John Squire and Liam Gallagher at the Apollo in Manchester. And you can have them if you want. They're only 200 quid. I thought, it's like one of those things where I thought, I would like to say I've seen Liam Gallagher and John Squire playing together because they're like, you know, they're iconic people. But do I want to pay 200 quid to listen to this album? And it was no.
I wouldn't pay 20 quid.
Thanks for the offer. It's sold out though. They seem to be doing quite well.
Everyone's moaning because they only play for 50 minutes and then they do a cover of Jumpin' Jack Flash, then they fuck off.
For 200 quid, I'd want 2 hours. I went to see Tom Odell the other night and he played for a good hour and a half, and that's the kind of shit I expect.
Yeah, quality.
Anything less than that, I would be kicking off to the extreme. I rock the mic like a vandal.
I like how it's impossible for us to discuss this album because there's just nothing to say, is there? It's just full of songs that everybody knows, and it is what it is, and it's great because if you've not heard it, go and listen to it 40 times and you'll love it.
So I remember when I was a kid, the next door neighbour died. Mrs. Blay died. I always used to go around and play chess with her husband, Mr. Blake. Anyway, she died, and my mum said, you should go to the funeral, because, like, you know, you visited her for a couple of years, she gave you mints and stuff, and you played chess with her husband, go and support the funeral. Anyway, I was only, like, 12 years old, I'd never really been to a funeral before, but I went anyway. And went with Sheila, my next-door neighbour, actually. But anyway, long story short, it saved me from the funeral, because what actually happened was, when they were bringing the coffin down the front, the guy who was leading the coffin in shouted, I am the resurrection. And for 5 minutes in my head, I was just singing Stone Roses. And then I woke up and the funeral was over. So I thought, oh, okay, that's good. So, you know, they saved me heartache on my first funeral. So for them, they'll have a special place in my heart.
That's amazing.
I'm sure they'd love to hear that story.
Poor Mrs. Blay, whose funeral I missed because I was singing songs in my head. But there we go.
So one thing we can talk about is they've got really good B-sides, and the artwork's phenomenal. Do you not think? The dolphin on Fool's Gold, the album cover, the other singles. I think their artwork's just superb.
I think it's a bit me.
I'm a Matt, actually. I don't really like it that much, but it is iconic, unfortunately.
It's iconic just because, like... Just because everybody listens to it. It's not great artwork. I mean,
I think it's brilliant with the lemons and all that.
You're a fucking lemon. You're easily swayed.
I mean, is this all right? It's not Peter Saville-esque, though, is it?
I think it's
not like Coming Up. It's not Dogman Star.
I think it's
Holy
great.
Bible.
I think it's great. And
I mean, it's pretty to look at.
Besides,
look at everything that's pretty.
Going Down, Mercy Paradise, Standing Here, all good.
I don't know any of these songs, Chris. No. I presume that they're all right.
This is not your bag, is it?
No, I mean, I once liked Stone Roses more, because everybody does, and I play gigs around Manchester, and they're quite heavy in the whole Manchester music scene, and people who come to our gigs always wear Stone Roses t-shirts and stuff, so I want to like them, but they're just a bit samey.
They are very samey, they're easy. They're very easy. They're not going to challenge you musically, are they?
No, he's not a great singer, Ian Brown. Oh, he's terrible. I think we need to mention that.
He is
and live, he's absolutely terrible. I've seen footage of the Spike Island gigs and he, no.
Spike Island was all about going and taking Eki. Like, the speakers were terrible. He couldn't sing. It was just about going, taking Eki and having a party, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It was a movement more than a gig.
Yeah, which is lucky because it wasn't much of a gig from all accounts. I wasn't there. I can't comment. And maybe I should shut up because people shouldn't comment on things they don't know. But by all accounts, they weren't good.
Right, let's wrap up on the Stone Roses.
Boring. It's all right.
It's good.
It's not going to change anyone's
life.
If
you've not heard it, fine. If you've not heard it and you're young, you're going to like it. And I think two of our listeners are 25 to 35.
That's not young.
That's really
yeah, but young, none are under 25.
It's young for us. Right, well, I am looking at the playlist and I can't remember which one we're on.
Playlist one.
Because there's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. But we just pick our favourites.
But isn't the two playlists?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to get to. So what I'm trying to get to actually is that you asked me to put a... Oh, I found it. So we'll just go for a favourite. So I've got the first playlist here and you asked me to put an Empathy Test song at the top. Losing Touch. Did you like it, Chris?
I liked it, but it was a bit subdued.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be a bit more full on, you know, after the single by the guy the week before.
Well, this is 10 years earlier, so you've got to bear that in mind as well.
So I did like it, but... you know, Is This, the song you put on next?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was what Empathy Test were going to be. The Is This song was really, really pounding. It was great electropop. Loved it.
Yeah.
And I thought that's what Empathy Test were going to be, but it was good. It was just a bit subdued. I thought it was going to be a bit more pounding.
This whole playlist, there's nothing I really want to talk about on it apart from that. Is there anything for you? I mean, I quite like James R. World, but it's not revelatory.
I liked the grungy sound to Death From Above.
Oh yeah, well I always liked them, they're alright.
Good grungy sound. But
is there anything else that you want to talk about? Should we move on to the next playlist?
Liked Cold Reactor by Everything, but the one on today's playlist, whatever their follow-up single was called, really good.
Okay.
I think they're doing great work just now.
Yes. Absolutely. So what band was that, sorry? It was the Bleachers, was
Everything,
it?
Everything.
Oh, Everything. You know,
End of the Contender.
Today's play. Okay.
They're right at the end. End of the Contender. So good. Loads of hooks. Daft lyrics.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Just
yeah, it is. That's a lot better.
It's better than So Cold, but So Cold's not bad. But End of the Contender, proper good single from them.
Okay, well, this is good because it leads me on to this playlist. So my first question is, Chris, you hate Elbow. I actually go in and listen to two Elbow songs, which I consider to be amazing. Do you still hate them? I'm betting that you do.
Yeah, just fucking whiny shit. Just so musically dull. Like, what song are you going to rip off now? You ripped off Hey Jude for your curtain song. So what are you going to try and rip off now, mate? You know?
No, I'm going to stick up for Elbow. They're not samey. They're Moorish. They're like a fine brandy.
They're like a fucking brandy.
I saw them live at Delamere Forest, which was amazing because my parents just lived down the road from Delamere Forest. So we literally dropped off the car. My dad run us in. We, just outside the forest, we walked in, got our seats, watched the concert. You can take your own booze as well. It's amazing. It's like everybody's having picnics, watching Elbow. One of the best nights of my life. Walked back, my dad picks us up. It's an amazing gig. And they were absolutely superb. On stage, and they're funny as well, funny guys, but yeah, I'd really like them. Do you not even like the new single Good Blood Mexico City?
I was surprised. It was a little bit fast, but it's what he does in all his records. Mexico City, he does that in so many songs, doesn't he?
I know it's his trademark though. There's nothing wrong with having a trademark.
I thought so. I gave myself 30 seconds to write down an Elbow song, so it's got to be like British and it's got to be mundane. So this is the lyrics I wrote down after 30 seconds to just write an Elbow song. I'm loading the dishwasher, looking out the window, and a small white bird is flirting with the sun. I'm thinking of all the black and white photos that hide our future mistakes. Flipping Elbow shite. Anyone can write it. Just bang on about dull stuff.
It feels like an E minor to me song.
Of course it's E minor, it's Elbow.
Maybe D minor?
You know, just...
We can't hear your guitar for some reason.
Just nonsense. He just does it every song. It's like every song's got to be as if he's watched a 1960s British black and white film and he's got to do a bloody commentary about it.
Is that not good, though?
No, it's just... They're so British without being British.
Okay, let's move on from Elbow, because I like him, you don't like him, we're never going to agree. Nick, did you have any opinion on Elbow?
Yeah, they're a bit shit.
Okay, let's move on from this. Okay, let's go to the rest of the playlist. So, Jesus is Dead, The Bleachers, great starts to the album playlist, even. What do we think?
Great indie pop. They're just... The Bleachers are really good. They can't put a foot wrong, can they?
No. Okay, next song was Dandy Warhols with Slash as part of them. What do we think of that?
Slash?
Yeah, Slash was the guitarist in that song.
No way. I love the sound. Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
I thought it sounded grungy, sort of Smashing Pumpkins type thing.
It sounded like a Dandy Warhol song. It's their sound.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, next up we had You Make Me Feel So Down by the Walt Disco Guys, which I absolutely fucking love. Chris, you're going to hate it, I presume.
Me feel so down. The voice. He puts the voice on. He didn't need to put the voice on.
You make me feel so down.
I like the voice. It's like Fox music. It's cool. He put the voice on, and I just thought it was all a bit subdued. He could have banged the bass up and turned it into a massive indie disco song. No.
To be fair, Chris, you've nailed on that one. I thought that single was a bit meh.
Like,
I think they're going somewhere with this album, and it's a bit more quiet. It's a bit more subdued, yeah. But it's a bit more introspective, but lovely. I love it. It's great.
Bang the bass up.
Let's move on. We've got Leave No Trace by John Bramwell. Did I ever tell you about the story we played a gig together and he stole my guitar? I probably did. But let's just reflect on that for a moment. Did we like the song?
We did. Loved it.
It's nice, isn't it?
Really nice. Sort of chilled out. Can you imagine a sunny afternoon? Just lovely. Mm-hmm. It's sunny music, isn't it?
It is, it's nice. So his last album was an album called Leave Alone the Dark Places, which is quite dark and I was going to say introspective again, but it's just quite dark and desolate, and this one's more of a, he's arrived in a happy place. I like it, it's good. Okay, next up we've got A Shimmer in the Ruins by Echo Machine, which was a bit more glammy, indie, poppy. I liked it. What did you guys think?
I thought it was utterly amazing. Not very often on these playlists do I do a rewind, and I was like, as soon as it ended, I was like, I'm loving that again, and listened to it about 3 times. It's just right up my street. Added it to the personal playlist. Might be in my top 5 at the end of the year. You never know.
Ooh,
it's right up my street. That's what I like.
Very good. Next, we've got the guy I saw supporting Smith and Burrows a few months ago. Do you remember? He's a local artist called Superlung. We played one of his tracks about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We thought it was a good song, but it probably wasn't produced in the best way. This is his latest effort, and it's called Bad Best. I think it's similar. I still think it's a good song, but I'm still not convinced by the production on it. What do you guys think?
I thought it sounded like the 80s. Did you think it sounded like the 80s?
That's not necessarily a bad thing, though, is it?
No.
I love the 80s.
I think it's fine.
Okay, we'll take it fine.
Yeah.
Nick, I'm not coming to you, but please jump in if you've got any thoughts on any of this.
Oh, I think he's going to have a thought about French Montana.
Oh, yes, Kanye. Did we like that one, Nick?
Yeah, that can go fuck itself. I skipped that one. I didn't give the playlist as much time this week as I normally do, so I think some of the songs, like Chris, the last song you were talking about, it was amazing. I'm thinking I don't remember that song at all, so I'll have to go back and play.
You need to. It's right up our street. Loud, cool. Angry. French Montana. Well, it's just a hell of, it's just like swearing.
Yeah. Do we like that, though?
Well, I'm not 18, or should I say 8 anymore? Like, I don't just need people to swear in my necklaces to think they're hard. You're not hard because you swear. All right, men, fuck off.
Okay, let's move on from that. So we've got the end of the contender. We've already talked about that. I liked it. You liked it. It's awesome.
Oh, really good.
The next one I really like, I love the Lemon Twigs. They always do these really little twee 60s, 70s, like pastiche songs. I love them. What did you guys think of A Dream Is All I Know?
I really hate it because it's like this twee sort of 1960s song. Literally, the reason you love it. The reason I hated it. Just twee as fuck.
Yeah, but in a good way.
No. Oh.
So, okay, the last song was... So you listened to John Bramwell, Leave No Traces, and we thought we quite liked that. So I thought I'd chuck an Iron Clute song on the end, which is quite an old song. It's about 10 years old now. But just because I'm not convinced you guys would know Iron Clute, so I just want to kind of throw you a bone there in terms of... You've heard John Bramwell. Well, this was his previous band, Iron Clute. And this is my favourite song by them. It's called The Same Deep Water As Me. I don't think it's probably your natural territory, Chris, because it's not big, it's not booming, it's more thoughtful. But I really like it. Did you guys like it?
Nick?
I don't know the song. I can't.
Oh, I don't know. So, I thought it was stunning.
Oh, okay. I didn't expect that.
I had to play it twice. I'm like, after the Lemon Twigs, you give with one hand, you take away with the other. You put the worst song on and then possibly the best song. It's really good. I'm like, it feels so recognisable, but I can't pinpoint if I've ever heard it before. But you know, when you hear a song and you're like, I know this song. And then I'm like, oh, The Cure's got a song. It must be a cover. And I'm like, no, that's got a different, it's like The Same Deep Water As You and The Same Deep Water As Me. So it's two different songs. And I'm like, what? How do I know this song? But I just think, it's one of those songs, you hear it and you think, it feels like you've heard it before.
So when people come around my house, and I've normally got my black acoustic guitar in the dining room, so that's why I mostly pick it up and play, and people go, that's a nice guitar. And I say, well, my friend, that's the guitar that John Bramwell played The Same Deep Water As Me on. And that's my claim to fame.
Wow. It's really good.
It's a lovely song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm going to keep plugging the fact that he played my guitar.
He sings it really well as well.
We All Die. It's just a gorgeous song. It's I love the textures in it as well. It's just a really well thought out, put together song. Right, 1:37 minutes, so we need to hurry up. Christoph, take us through what we're going to be listening to next week.
Well, Matt, it's what me and you are listening to next week.
Okay.
Nick's not listening to this next week. Okay.
Okay.
So, Nick, you can have a week off.
Yay!
So the first one is another rap album.
Okay.
By someone who we've had already.
So is it Kanye?
No.
Oh, it's not the other guy that's a bit boring, is it? What's his name?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. The album's called Good Kid, Ma'ad City.
Okay, so that was his 2012 album, wasn't it?
It was.
I don't know much about it, though.
So... Yeah, fuck.
Okay, superb.
The other one's probably a bore fest by a 1970s big band.
It's not Pink Floyd.
It's them again. It's Pink Floyd again.
Really?
Fuck's sake.
And it's got five songs on it. Three of them are called Pigs.
Oh, is it Animals?
But I mean, the cover is amazing, isn't it?
The cover is good, actually.
Five freaking songs. So I'm a big Pink Floyd fan.
It's 41 minutes, though.
I'm a big Pink Floyd song.
I'm just
Pink
not
Floyd
listening
thing.
To a song called Sheep. I'm just not fucking doing it, Chris. You cannot make me listen to a song called Sheep.
Pigs, dogs, pigs, sheep, pigs.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry. But the good news is, one of the albums the following week's really good.
Okay. I will go away. I will listen. I can't guarantee I'll listen more than once, but I will definitely listen once.
Same for Kendrick Lamar. I will listen once, and I might just listen to Pink Floyd once.
Fantastic.
It's going to be a very short episode.
Is there anything else we need to say? Because I really need to go and pee, so this is going to be a short podcast. But is there anything else you want to mention before we disappear into the night, never to be seen again, listen to strange animal themed music? Actually, on animal themed music, there's a song by the guy who's the lead singer of The Otters. What's his name?
Luke Haynes.
And he did an album called Rock and Roll Animals, and that was great. So, you know, I love that album. I really piss off George every time I play it because it's ridiculous, but I insist on playing it when she's in the car sometimes, because it's a concept album about rock and roll animals. So it's a band of rock and roll animals who play music and they live in space. So, you know, if I like that, there's a small chance I may like The Animals by Pink Floyd.
You never know.
It's weird logic, concept but albums.
Both concept albums, both involve animals. I'm going with it. I've got to cling on to something.
And on that note, go pee.
Yeah, I'm going to drop my card off from MOT. Right.
Say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Tune in.
Everyone
clap,
piss
thank
off.
You for
clap three times. Clap at the end.
One, two, three.
Woo! I'm just boasting because mine picks up. See you guys later.
Try.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Laters.
I go pee now.